it should be filled. That's a principle. I mean, you have to desire. There's a desire you have to have in your heart for spiritual things. And I think you were here because of that. And if you let me take my time and yield to the Holy Spirit, we'll be in for something tonight. I sense it already, you see. And the Lord wanna, my goodness. The Lord, my goodness. The Lord wanna show us something. I want to see. Piggy boo. Yeah. Look behind that curtain, man. There's a lot of stuff behind that curtain. You get one peep and your life would never be the same. I know in my life, in the process of building this type of ministry and building this type of anointing with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, there are times God lets you peep into dimensions you've never been before. And you know, the Bible says promotion comes from the Lord. The type of prosperity we're talking about, whatsoever you do shall prosper, is a promotion in prosperity. As I told you, it is not, it's unusual prosperity. And so may the Holy Spirit unfold something to you tonight to enhance and advance your journey here. That your coming would not be in vain. That a deposit would be made in your heart. That you'll be so grateful, Lord, that you let me come to this meeting. Now, I got it in me. See, you who know how to pull, my intercessor, you know how to pull. Just, you know, let me do it my way, my fumbling way, my weak way, and talk all out of socket and stuff like that. But it's finally going to fall in place. It's sort of like in the spirit world. Let me talk with you. The spirit world starts as a jigsaw puzzle. And you and the Holy Ghost start putting the pieces together. But if you turn wrong and the Holy Spirit didn't turn with you, you got to turn back and wait on him. Because you definitely can't put the puzzle together. And then you got the distractor there, Satan. He doesn't want it. He wanted to cut off from God people really knowing that they're already free. Because there's a law on your life. When you become a Christian, there's a law placed on your life. There in Romans 8:2, don't forget that. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is upon your life. Therefore, the law of sin and death don't stand a chance. But instruction and directions and anointings and hunger and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the fruit of the spirit and the gifts of the spirit and the ministry of gifts and the sword of the spirit, all of those have the ministry and the angels, all of that has to become in place. And then you know your faith has to grow to a certain development for it to happen. And so I call upon all the gifts and all the fruits that they be in operation tonight, that we have a sure spiritual supply to minister to God's people. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. Thank you for your word. Let your word go forth in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I'm going to work from here a moment. Then I'm going to work towards you. We studied sixth commandment last night. We studied four benefits. We were studying in Joshua as our golden text and Axel, Joshua and Psalm. Let's turn there, just read them briefly, just to get our spirit set for what the Holy Ghost want to say tonight. Let's read Joshua 1:8 first. I had more than Joshua 1:8. I added this other scripture on there now because we found out some other things I want to go over with you as the Holy Ghost lead. Hallelujah. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's look at this a minute. Back in Joshua 1. Praise his holy name. I believe in working the word.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, work that word, boy. That word come alive right in your midst. What? Notice here, we said you need a teacher. We talked about Isaiah 48:17. God would teach you how to profit. And you not only need a teacher, in teaching, you get certain instruction, certain direction, even correction in teaching. And then in spiritual things, not only do you need the letter, but you need the spirit. And so therefore, the Holy Spirit has to bring forth an anointing that can destroy yokes and remove burden. You know, all of us at one time or another have some kind of yoke and burden messing with us. Why? Because we're human beings. But then the Spirit come along and move. You know, somebody say, I ain't got no yoke. I ain't got no burden. Well, if you don't have your money, something's stopping it. You know, we just better be real about it. Over the years, I could hear yokes cracking. I'd been wearing them a long time. And then heavy load, burden, I could feel myself getting lighter and lighter sometimes. That's the Holy Spirit helping me, you see. I really want to help you tonight. I really want to take it home tonight. I really want God to get across what need to be getting carried across to us. And so very carefully and very dogmatic, if it's like on the word, I want to be very clear tonight. Now, you know, Moses had taught Joshua a lot of things. We said last night that Moses was a servant in the wilderness. But when it come down to Joshua, he was a son in the land. And, you know, that's Galatians 4 all day long, because there's an inheritance that is involved in your life as a child of God, but it's not automatic. You have to access it. So here in Joshua 1:6, he said to Joshua, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance. That's a strong word, the inheritance, the land, inheritance, the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. See, now that word inheritance bespeak prosperity and all the things that God had promised in his word. Huh? Yes, and then he said, only be thou strong. And I talked about being strong, strong in the spirit and courageous. You need the Holy Spirit for that. You need an understanding of the finished work of Christ on the cross, the blood of Jesus and the price he paid, and the grave he went in, and he got up and declared all power was in his hand. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Well, you see, now there are laws that has to be followed. There are principles and spiritual laws for prosperity. Amen? Was Moses my servant commanded thee? Now, some laws don't ask you, do you want to do it? It's a commandment. Turn not from it to the right hand, to the left. See, the turning mess you up. You start out at a good meeting like this, then you get home and turn and go back to the old way. You see, he said that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. Now, that deserves underlining in your Bible. That thou mayest, because it has something to do with this message, that thou mayest prosper. You know that's powerful, whatsoever thou goest. It seemed like prosperity following you. Huh? Thank you for your enthusiasm. You're not hearing me. See, this God saying this. And God is introducing all, emphasizing to us again, that he can make it possible that you can prosper wherever you go. I know that's the truth. This Darrow. I live in Gonzaga. This is the deep south. It's a religious belt. Not a revelation belt, a religious belt. Churches everywhere. Are you following me? So suppose the anointing get on you, and everywhere you go, you prosper. See, I'm not looking for no deep people tonight who are not in the water yet. We're trying to dive here tonight. You need a tank to dive. You can't just dive on your own. And so the word, the Holy Ghost want to do something here tonight. Are you going to let him do it?
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to read these words as patty cake. The Lord says there's a possibility that wherever you go, you can prosper.
Yes,
can he do it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. And he only wasn't talking to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Keep on saying it. But thou shalt meditate day and night. Keep on thinking it. That thou mayest observe to do. Keep on doing it. According to all that is written therein. Not part of it, all of it. And then it says, now here's another powerful statement. You almost get angry with yourself, this statement here. If I can do this, why haven't I done this? But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then, notice the word then used twice. And then, after the other stuff, you see. And then thou shalt have good success. Good success. Man, people talk about success, but here the scripture talks about good success. You mean, you know, having all the trimming and the turkey too. Good success. And then the Lord showed me, said, I want you to read the ninth verse. Said, yes, sir. Have not I commanded thee? He tell me again, be strong and be of good courage. Because you got a lot of hecklers. Yeah. And they got a lot of Christians is not going no further. They're satisfied. And they're not concerned about the gospel being pushed. They are serving God for their family. See, prosperity is not just about you. God needs some prosperous people in his kingdom. That's two ladies. A lady, she's yeah. They sold 1,000 at a time. 30,000. She put 2,000 here, 4,000 here. And there's another lady in my son's church. She's a business lady. And she sent a check, you know. She sent it by her pastor. Get it to the pastor, 5,000. She do that all the time. See, these people are pushing the gospel. So quite naturally, their prosperity gonna keep on increasing. They done found a fish hole where they catch fish. Some people been fishing and changing bait, and they're not catching nothing. But in the spirit world, if you hook in properly, God raised you up for a time like this. That's Esther's, and you know, God have raised up for a time like this. Have I not commanded thee to be strong and be of good courage? Be not afraid. Now this is another powerful statement. I'm telling you, these powerful statements. End of verse 9. That's prosperity right there. What is it? What he said? That's why you can prosper everywhere you go. Because God, but if God with you, you don't know it. I mean, you know, you don't know how he functions, how he can function at any given moment. Because your breakthrough might be at the very place that you think it's not. Huh? And then over in Psalm, let's read that. Psalm also give us an insight here. I love it. And I just want to read, the man tell us about the preparation ground. Phil talked about the foundation. Here in the first two verses, he lays a foundation. He's saying it consistently. He's thanking it. He's cutting people loose who would distract him, deter him from getting in the spirit realm where he need to get, that God can make a pronouncement on him. If God ever make that pronouncement on you, if you ever stay with it long enough, under the right teaching, under the right anointing, doing the right thing, and a mark seemed to be put on you. You see, I've come to a point where I'm mocked for prosperity. Yeah, I'm mocked for prosperity. And those who hang around me finally will get mocked. But you can't give up. You can't be, see, that's why I say be strong and be of good courage, because you give up and you say, oh, now don't never say, oh, shuck, this don't work. Man, and people have said that, I know it. This don't work. And they go back down in the field somewhere with the mule. You know what I'm saying? They're not flowing with the word anymore. They're going back to the, one lady told me, says, I'm going back to my old church. I said, now, you haven't heard nothing I said. You've been sitting there 2 or 3 years, and you're going back to your old church. I say, all right, sis. I know she didn't hear nothing I said, though. She didn't. What's the problem is? Oh, we're gonna get blessed tonight. Just let me talk a little while. Just let me talk a little while. Just a little while. See, we get blessed. People sometime can't comprehend what is being said in the spirit because they're not paying enough attention. If you pay enough attention, you got the Spirit of God, you finally gonna understand enough to know you have grown some. Are you following me? So here in Psalm number 1, just the third verse, it says, and he did the preparation of verse 1 and 2, and it should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And the rivers of water remind me of John chapter 7, see? That's a flowing, that's an outflowing of the Spirit, a constant flow of the Spirit, that brings forth his fruit and seed, and the leaf shall also not wither. And then we come to our golden text, and whatsoever he what? And whatsoever what? And whatsoever he said, I don't know. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, all right? So you got to be in a doing position. Now, so we said this is unusual prosperity. We talked about this being unusual prosperity. And there's a few things that God has said to me that I want to go over tonight to add to this unusual prosperity. This unusual prosperity. We say this prosperity is on another level. Didn't we say that?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, some people just want to be prosperous. And they have some blessings in their life. But the Lord chose this theme about this is radical prosperity. This is prosperity that shake the nation. Shake your city. Shake your town. You see what I'm saying? This is Jeremiah 33:9 prosperity. Where it's prosperity got joy with it in it. And God happy. And so God is looking for somebody to function in this kind of prosperity and know that it's not sin. I don't know why we call all good things sin. Sometimes people call man being blessed. That's man, that ain't God. That's just crazy, man. You look at this other junk and say it ain't God. And so we need to know how this prosperity works and how We've got good instruction up to this moment, but we need to go a little deeper tonight and find some things out. And the Lord, I had a visitation. The Lord said something about this prosperity. And he says, tonight I'm going to talk about open heaven prosperity. He said you have to be under open heaven to prosper wherever you go. Now there are three men that maybe more but emphasize being on the open heaven. Jacob was on the open heaven. And some things happened. Had traffic going to and fro from heaven to earth and from earth back to heaven. It was a lot of traffic. And when he finished in this aspect of having opened heaven over him, he declared, surely the Lord is in his place, and I knew not. I think we need to look at a few verses there just to help us in Genesis 28. We want to pronounce on you tonight in this prosperity revival open heaven experiences.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In your finances. You have to know, listen to me, you have to know that heaven and prosperity is connected. Heaven is a prosperous place. And the Lord, because of our connection, because of our inheritance, you see, when you learn the heartbeat of God on a subject, yeah, and the divine heartbeat. And you stay with that subject long enough until your heart begin to beat on that same rhythm. And you and God's heart connect on God's divine beat about something is over there. See, the Bible, what the Bible aim to do is get our heart in rhythm with God's heart. When that happened, the enemy have lost his grip on every part of your life. Because now your heartbeat is divine. Your thinking is divine. Your words are divine. The whole territory where you are is a divine territory because you and God are in full agreement. You've lost doubt. You've lost unbelief. The Bible says the step of a good man is the Lord is ordering your step. And you know, the Bible talks about being led by the Spirit in Romans 8:14. Psalm say, lead us beside still water. That's rest. He lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's riches. He lead us into green pastures. What do you think? That's prosperity. And so we have to get our heartbeat in a line with God's heartbeat. And that's what the word for. That's why he gives us this book. This book has God's heartbeat in it. God heart beating right tonight. Say, who going to get this? Lord, let some of my children get this tonight. You see what I'm saying? All right, turn to Genesis. I told you now, you got to let me talk tonight. Let me talk because the Holy Spirit really want to get some things over to us. And I believe the one who's supposed to be here is here. Amen. Talk to me. And Lord said, work with what you got. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to what? And behold, the angels of God ascended and descended on it. So they was going up to heaven and coming back. Now, they wasn't coming down your empty-handed. Oh, you got to believe here tonight. Come on, believe. See, those angels was on business. They were taking care of business.
That's right.
And once we get under the open heaven properly, in your house, the ladder going to unfold. Constantly in your ministry, the ladder going to unfold. Constantly for those angels to come up and down and communication and connection with heaven. Notice this. And behold, a Lord stood. Oh, my goodness. Not only a ladder, but not a Lord have showed up. And so this boy looking into heaven, behold, the Lord stood above it. Above what? Above the ladder. Above the ladder. What ladder? Ladder where the angel was coming from heaven. Good God Almighty. Say it. Say it. Good God Almighty. Now, is it possible, my friend? Is it possible? Is God still sending that ladder down here? And he said, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. God came, sent all the way from heaven, said the angel, and now this boy looking to heaven, and God talked to him from heaven. When heaven is open, God's power comes, and he's beginning to speak. May the heaven be open over this house tonight. Notice he said, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. Now, remember the scene. I can't get away from the scene now. This is not an ordinary conversation here. This is man looking into heaven. May we get a peep tonight. The man looking into heaven. May you be able to see what God want to do for you. What God want to give you. If you ever get heaven open, God start telling about what he want to give you. You see, some people think God just wants you to serve him. No, God say, hey, I want to give you something. I want to give you something to mock you so the world will know that you belong to me. I want to put you on a level. Y'all better let me talk up in here. I want to put you on a level that men cannot deny that my hands are on you. They can't see your spirit. They can't see your praying in tongue. They can't see your anointing. But I want to bless you on the outside. I want to give you some land, some silver, and some gold. I want you so blessed that it get another man's attention. God want to do this. I said, God want to do this. And he can do it. All right, now notice this. You may be seated. Now God's still talking. In the 15th verse. Now, you know we read in Joshua, right? And behold, I am with thee. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you can close the book right there. You see, I'm with you. And will keep thee, good God Almighty, in all places where thou goest. Just saying the same thing we read in Joshua. And we'll bring thee. Now, I'm with you. I'll keep you. And I'm going to bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ooh, he said, I'm not going to leave you until it happens. May that type of anointing latch on every pushing on the sound of my voice. May God get his hand on you and don't leave you till what I'm saying happens. He said in his word, this is so powerful, man. I won't leave you till it happens. It's got to happen. Huh? I will not leave thee until I have done what I have spoken to thee of. Have he said anything to you? Now, y'all know some scriptures. Y'all know some. Y'all been blessed. He said, I won't leave until it happened. And Jacob awake out of his sleep and said, he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. I better wake up. That's what he said. I better wake up. Yeah, I better wake up. You better sit down. You better sit down and wake up. You wouldn't want to leave here and say, surely the Lord was in this prosperity revival. And I didn't even know he was there. Surely my breakthrough was there. So the open heaven experience. Now, John had one in Revelation. Chapter 4 for a moment. I'll get some principles out to you. But John, cool, my look at that time. John, that's Jacob's ladder, you see. Then John had, because we're talking about being under the open heaven. This whatsoever you do kind of prosper, whatsoever you do shall prosper. The Lord revealed to me it is an open heaven prosperity. You see, right. Listen to it. Almost naturally. Whatsoever you go, you shall prosper. That means the heaven will be open over you wherever you go. I mean, you can be in the midst of haters. They can't stop your prosperity because the heaven open. You got war angels coming down that ladder. You got prosperity angels coming down that ladder. You got angels coming down with your bills in their hand on that ladder. You cannot be stopped. She who recognized that they're living under open heaven. The days that seem like nothing not happened doesn't bother that person. That person has a declaration in their heart. It's happening. It shall all come to pass. Everything God said about me shall come to pass surely in this life. When the enemy is putting pressure on you, $1,000 check. When the enemy is putting pressure on you, and y'all stop being embarrassed. Now, she made sure I saw this check, $1,000 check. And y'all bring a check and it don't be $1,000. Y'all got it all turned. Don't bring me no check all turned over. Give the check. Give it in faith. I'm not counting your money. Just do what you got to do, you see. What I was talking about, I ain't got off there with that check. Come on, somebody help me get back where I was. No, I said surely 2 seconds ago. I said, I was working on something else about this thing. Anybody know what I was talking about? Huh? Thank you. Oh, y'all better listen. See, when the enemy put pressure on you, you got to know that you're on the open heaven. You'd be in the midst of haters. And you got haters in the church. They hate to see you sowing like you're sowing. And it disturbs them. They get all disturbed. That's why they're at home tonight. They can't stand it. They can't stand what y'all going to do here tonight. They can't handle it. It make them sick of the stomach. because they're not tuned in to what God's doing. God is trying to bless them. Cal and I are already blessed. Heaven trying to open upon your wife. My goodness. Turn to Revelation 4. Now that's when the heavens are open, all three that I'm showing you, certain things happen. You see out of the ordinary. And you hear things out of the ordinary. And when they're through with you, you'll be able to do things out of the ordinary. See, whatsoever you do shall prosper is not ordinary. The average Christian will never see it in their life. They'll see it in the book, but they'll never see it in their life. These prosperity revival are to return us to God's original plan of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All three of them was loaded with material stuff. But God was using them to get his work done in the earth's realm. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying. See, you got to have enough. We studied the scripture there in 2 Corinthians 9:8. And I read the Amplified Bible in the opening as a verse. All sufficiency for all things. You read it and then one said, when you're rich in this world, you got to be ready to distribute. See, God needs distributors. Will you volunteer tonight? See, listen, baby, it's not just about a house and a car. You know, you can do so much with a house and a car, but when you got God's business, you're an agent, you're a financial, oh, Jesus, you're a financial agent for God. Say it, I'm a financial agent. Oh, he heard you. Because I want you to know, in case you don't know, I want you to know that heaven was open in my personal life. Heaven is open in this region because of this ministry. Heaven is open. So therefore, if that's so, tonight, the heaven is open over you. And the Lord won't see how you're going to respond because this can be the best day of the rest of your day. If you really get in tune to the Spirit and sense what the Spirit is saying and yield to it, and recognize that you don't have to try to crack the heaven open here. When you landed here, the heaven was open. I got it open.
Thank you.
You see? And so all the things we talk about open heaven tonight, all of those experiences is beating at our door. See? Now, in order to function in the open heaven, you have to have an open heart. Now, we should. Many times we use Revelation 3:20 as for evangelism, but actually it's Jesus knocking on the door of a whole city. It's not an individual. He's knocking on the door of a whole city trying to get lukewarmness out of them. See. I pray to God somebody here tonight get hot. See, get hot in the spirit. You see what I'm saying? And you get hot and you won't be lukewarm and say, man, I just believe everything God say. Let's go for it. Man, I just believe everything. Come on, man, I just believe everything God say. Let's go for it. Man, I just believe everything that God is saying. Let's go for it. See, therefore now, you give the Holy Spirit a chance to open your heart to recognize that you're not in a religious section. That the Lord is going to visit us tonight. You leave here under open heaven. You under open heaven. Your household under open heaven. Your children and your grandchildren. Yeah. And because your neighbor live close to you. Y'all let me talk up here a few minutes. We're at Revelation 4, right? That man asked me about that beast. I ain't going where that beast at. I ain't thinking about no beast. Got time to be studying about no beast. Get this beast off your back. Revelation 4. We're going to be a little longer tonight. Amen. Revelation 4. Verse 1. After this I look and behold a door. was open in heaven. Good God Almighty, man. And then what? Look what happened next. And the first voice which I heard was as it was of a trumpet. Ooh, Lord. Look at the next statement. Look at, let's personalize this. What he said?
Talking to me.
Come on, someone say it. Talking to me. God going to talk to me tonight. God going to talk to my finances tonight. God going to talk to my prosperity tonight. And we all will hear him. See what I'm saying? She said, these things are personal, man. And said, he heard a voice. This is a heavenly voice. And said, it was a trumpet talking to me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And then he tell how God looking. But he's open to, a door was open in heaven. You see, he's open. Now, watch this now. We got one more now. Let's look at Jesus. Go to Matthew 3. You may be seated. Matthew 3. My mind, Lord, I don't know what to do. I tell you, this thing is about to happen. Man, see them jets, when you get them jets on the runway, they tremble a little bit. It's just a tremble. Yeah, it's a trembling going here, man. You see one word from heaven can change your life forever. I went in the supermarket that day. I had no idea. God gave me two words. Money coming. Prepare my ministry all over the world. Now my name was a household word. God did that. Now, let's start on a check. I break the spirit of stupor up in here, which is kin to stupid. Listen, I break that spirit because don't sit up here and miss this thing, man. I'm not letting no spirit rule in you tonight. Now break the spirit of feeling sorry for yourself. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Get up and do something about it. I'm taking a thought. We're not going to have that up in here. We're not going to have you leaving here thinking God not talking to you. God talking to you. God won't open his heaven over you. I don't care if nobody don't like you. We ain't talking about them. We're talking about God. Now, if God not talking to nobody else, just tell your neighbor, if God not talking to you, he's talking to me. Tell him. Because they need to hear it. The glory going to hit. The glory going to hit. They need to hear this. The glory. Yeah, the glory. The glory coming. Tell somebody the glory coming. Whenever heaven open, the glory comes. When the glory comes, things change. The glory. Hallelujah. The glory. Let the glory fall. Hallelujah. The glory changes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The glory. Hallelujah. Now just quickly here in Matthew 3, then I'll give you some workable things. 3:17. Let's see. 3:16. Now remember, there's two open in heaven, I showed you. Here's another one now. It's open on the master now. In 16 verse saying, Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water. Now, let me tell you something. I was talking to you this morning. Now, in this text, both John and Jesus operating in the discerning of spirit. See, when John saw that dove, he wasn't operating as a natural man. He was operating. He was in a gift. Glory to God. And Jesus went back on the street, straight up the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the spirit of God. That's discerning the spirit. Descending like a dove and lighting up on him. See, that's one of the gifts of the Spirit now. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Boy, if God ever get pleased with you, if you permit the Spirit and the Word of God to clean you up and to fill you with a love for God, and the Lord make the announcement over you, that's my beloved daughter, I'm well pleased with her. Everybody better get out your way, boy. You about to explode in blessing. You see, the thing, we got to get God's attention long enough to know that he know we're not faking. See, we can't be faking this thing. This thing got to become real. That's why you got to, this foundation has to be prepared. It take a while to prepare this foundation. You can't just jump, talking about I'm going to build, you're going to do this and do that and do that. No, God said, hey, you left me out. You left your tithes out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You left your love offerings out.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what you're going to build. You ain't build nothing right now because you don't have everything included. What it take to live this kind of life. Ooh, Jesus. Now, open heaven. Sit down. Start writing. Open heaven experiences. That's three of them. Open heaven presents presence. When the heaven is open, God will be present. It also includes, listen very carefully, proclamations of God. God make proclamation over, he proclaims something. Remember he made proclamation over Jacob just now? He proclaimed something. And then the power of the Holy Spirit. All right, got three things we're working with now. We got no open heaven. We got three things. Listen, it says we got the presence of God.
Right.
Each of those experiences, that's what happened.
Right.
The presence of God came on the scene.
Yes,
secondly, a voice was heard.
Yes.
Proclamations were made that the only person could stop it was the person he talking to.
Right. Yes,
that's ground zero right there, partner. Come on. You see, on the only person, see, when them proclamations are made, it doesn't matter who against you. Because if God is for you, who can be against you? No weapon. See, when a proclamation is made, stick with the proclamation. See, God said, I proclaim such thing going to happen to you. Then here he come now, and you all the time now, all the time, you're passing through the finished work of Christ.
Yeah.
Don't forget now, you need the blood.
Yeah.
You need the cross. You're passing through what Jesus already have done now. You got to pass through that because then the presence or the power of the Holy Spirit take up on what God proclaimed to you. All right? We say, we're talking about open heaven prosperity. He said, whatsoever you do shall prosper is an open heaven prosperity. Wherever you go. You see, you got to have, this is bold statement, but you talking about, and then he said, I'm going to be with you to see to it that you prosper.
Yes.
See, I feel that.
See,
I feel that. All right, Reverend, give me something to work with. I am. Because your prosperity is under an open heaven and only a remnant of the body of Christ will ever experience this kind of prosperity. They don't want, we find later, they don't want to pay the price. See. So my question is, I know you're here. You're at the prosperity revival, but do you believe you're part of that remnant? See, you got to have that concept. You don't have that concept, your faith is not going to function at a high enough level. I'm one of the ones that going to live the life that whatsoever I do, you prosper. You got to come to that conclusion. That's why I'm trying to put enough ingredient here so you can come to that conclusion. Once you come to that conclusion, it's over. See? with a non-turn-back attitude. Now listen to this. It takes proper instruction. It's another $1,000. It takes proper instruction. Sit down, because you got to get this. Proper instruction, proper anointing, and proper obedience. Because I'm going to make a statement out there now. I want you to get those three now. Proper instruction. You can't be guessing. Proper anointing. You can't be thinking you're going to do it in your own strength. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prosperity. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Got some preacher jumping out the chair and I said, what he said? Man, the Holy Spirit ain't no spirit of prosperity. What is he the prosperity? Is he the spirit of poverty?
Nope.
Holy Spirit said, don't do me like that.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prosperity. Say it. Get bold.
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prosperity.
Let's think about that now. Think about it. And do the Holy Spirit have enough power?
Oh, yeah.
Now, think about it. I want you to think here a minute. It has been so long and so wrong that we have not even equated the Holy Spirit with prosperity. Y'all don't want me to preach in here. We have not. Man is afraid to say it. But he's the Holy Spirit of prosperity. Got to be. Why? He's God. He the one wrote the book. So now I'm going to give you something now, because I'm going to give you something to work with at the table when you're sitting at the table, when you're by yourself and when things like look like they're not working out. Anybody ever been there? You know, you can get happy here in the hall us here, you know, but then you get by yourself next week. About Thursday next week. I'm going to show you how to handle that. You're going to be a blessing to you. Watch that. Watch. It takes proper instruction. Talk to me. What is that? Proper instruction. What is that? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Not ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. I wish I had time. Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and they're for certain things, for instruction. What else? And it said doctrine too, right? I might get to that tomorrow, because I found out something about that, but I want to see right here on this trail, because I got to tell you, say, Reverend, don't you forget now, you told me you're going to tell me something that next week I'm going to need it. Don't go to another principal right now. I ain't for this, Reverend. I won't know what this thing is. Don't you take this back to your house with you. I'm not. I promise you. Proper instruction, proper anointing, and proper obedience. All three got to be in place, right?
Yes, sir.
And here's what's going to keep everything rolling. You know in your heart that God is not a man that he should lie. And you keep saying, and it shall all come to pass. Write that down, boy. Write that down. And it shall all come to pass. You're not afraid because you know who gave you the word. All the promises of God are what?
Yes,
amen. Yeah, amen. So, I mean, if he said it, he'll do it. And so when doubt and the distractor come and the deceiver come and the liar come, you tell him, in Jesus' name, it shall all come to pass. Do you know how powerful that is? You know what they're going to do to your spirit? You know what they're going to do to your mind? You know what they're going to do to the situation? You know what they're going to do to the system? You know what they're going to do to Satan? Yeah, you got confidence in God, and you don't see nothing nowhere in the natural, but you declare and decree and proclaim, it shall all come to pass. Everything God said to me, it shall all come to pass. See, that'll stop you from listening to Satan. Because he tried to talk to you. You listen at the voice from heaven. Don't be listening to Satan. You tell Satan what's going to happen. Don't let Satan tell you what's going to happen. The greater one is on the inside of you. When the devil got putting pressure, you open your mouth and say something to him. Tell him, no, it shall all come to pass.
You can do what you want to do. You can say what you want to say. You can bring any kind of feeling you want to bring. I say, God said, it shall all. Everything, let's walk heavy. Let's walk heavy. Walk it on out. Walk it on out. Walk heavy. Walk heavy up in here. Let's walk heavy up in here. Walk heavy. It shall all come to pass. It shall all come to pass. Give three people a high five and tell them it shall all come to pass. Everything the word said about me, everything the word said, it shall come to pass in my life. I tell you, God doggone it's coming to pass. Now, I'm going to say something. Now, after you got that concern, after you got that straight now, listen. This is frightening here. Wait, let us shout. Let us. Hey, I want to shout myself. Hey, it shall all come to pass. It shall all come to pass. It shall all come to pass. God damn it, it shall all come to pass. It shall all come to pass. God damn it, it shall all come to pass. I said, it shall all come to pass. Everything that God said. Hallelujah. This is a praise moment. Let's praise Him. This is a praise moment. Let's praise Him. This is a praise moment. Let's praise Him. This is a praise moment. This is a moment to praise Him. This is a moment to praise Him. Wow! This is a moment to praise Him. It shall all come to pass. 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 Praise Him. It shall all come to pass. It shall all come to pass. As He said, I believe. As He said it, I believe it. It shall all come to pass. It shall all come to pass. Hallelujah. It shall all come to pass. God done it, it shall all come to pass. As He said it, I believe it. It shall all come to pass. I should come out of debt. It shall all come to pass. I shall go into overflow. It shall all come to pass. I will have in abundance. It shall all come to pass. Well, it's time to praise Him. It's time to praise Him. Come on. Get your praise on. Get your praise on. It's time to praise Him. Whoa. It's time to praise Him. It's time to praise Him. It's time to praise. Praise Him. It's time to praise Him. Praise. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Glory to God. It shall all come to pass. 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 The devil can't stop me. The devil can't stop me. The devil can't stop me. I'm on the open heaven. How long have I been preaching? Woo, glory to God. My. Yeah, he's gonna try to talk to you. He's gonna try to tell you. Things might look a little tight. He's gonna try to tell you something. Say, wait a minute, shut up. Shut up. I won't talk to you. It shall all come to pass. Just like the word of God said it. That's what's gonna happen in my life. I'm not putting up with this mess no more. I'm not putting up with this no more. I'm getting my breakthrough right now. I'm going to shout right now. Right now. I'm going to shout. Shout. For the Lord. Shout. For the Lord has given us the victory. Shout. For the Lord. Wow. Shout. For the Lord has given us the victory. Go ahead and dance, girl. Go ahead and dance. I love it. Give us some dancing music. Let us dance a little while. Dance like it already happened. Come on, dance a little bit. Go ahead and have some fun. Praise the Lord. Woo. Now listen. Listen. I'm going to give you one more thing to hold on to tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday. Lord, have mercy. Something. No, tomorrow is not Friday. It's Friday right now. You get paid on Friday, partner. Tonight is Friday. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all got it, boy. Hallelujah. Now, you don't want to miss tomorrow night, do you? Tomorrow morning or tomorrow night? Let me tell you why you don't want to miss tomorrow. Let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you one thing. Let me tell you why. We want to train you how to develop intimacy in your financial stewardship. Just get your Bible. Let's just read one scripture. Yeah. See, to be on the open heaven, you got to develop intimacy. Develop intimacy in your financial stewardship. You ever heard that before?
No.
Well, you heard it now. Proverbs chapter 3. I'm closing, but I just want to show you this. If you ever develop intimacy in your financial stewardship, it's all over. See, that's why a lot of people fail. They don't develop the intimacy that intimacy have an inquiry with your money. You make an inquiry with God what to do with this. So it's an intimacy. And it develops such a financial base that you'll never be broke another day in your life. See, in Proverbs 3:9, the first word. Even secular companies will not permit, not deal with dishonest people.
That's right.
People that don't honor the company, trying to steal something, and trying to, you know. No, she says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. That's money intimacy. That's heavenly intimacy with your finances. And the Lord says, I can't permit you to do that unless I do something.
You will never outdo me. You will never outlove me. You will never outgive me. So shall thy bonds and look at this double action here. Be filled. Now you know that's shouting ground there, be filled. But then he goes on to say, with plenty. And our presses shall burst out. With new money. Money you've never seen before. Yes, I can use the principle. I'm not thinking about you. Yes, that principle can be used. You see, he's talking about material things. He's talking about blessing you. Don't read the Bible with a dead eye. The Bible is alive. You got to read the Bible with a live eye. Developing intimacy in your financial stewardship. And that's that verse there describe it. Honor the Lord with yourself. You're developing an intimacy. You're putting him first. And on a matter of time, short time, that he found out that your heart and your whole hand is in this deal, he's looking for vehicles to carry his prosperity into his realm. Y'all didn't hear that. God is looking for vehicles to carry his prosperity. So now, you know, even if you work for a good company, like Exxon or somebody, just, I don't know them, you know, some company, I just call a name. You work for a company, and if you're valuable to them, they pay you more. And they can't have do what God do because they're not going to pay you right. But think about God. If you're valuable to God, I'm valuable to God. Yeah, see, this is a soul here. I know this heavy check. It's $8,000. She's been sowing thousands since she's been here. A thousand. See, she's valuable to God. What do you think going to happen to her? Undoubtedly, she got some money. God about to give her some more because he wants her to keep on sowing. See, I don't need a whole lot of people to back my money, back my ministry up. I need heavy hitters like that. And everybody who stick with me going to become a heavy hitter. We're going to do what we have to do. We're going to Brazil. Yeah, we're going now and preach this gospel. Just think about the Brazilian hearing what you heard tonight. I go and preach this very self-same message to them. Change the whole country. Then while I'm preaching it, you who are my partners, whatever dividend come out of that service, it belong to you. Shout loud. We'll deal with understanding the master key to all manifestation tomorrow night. The master key to all manifestation. We'll find out what it means obeying the tithing commission. Living under the rain from an open heaven. Not watering with your foot. So be here.